The 1960s are known as a time of great change. Live Art's latest production captures what it was like to grow up during that tumultuous period. Larry Goldstein is the director of The Good Times Are Killing Me. He says the play tells the story of integration through the point of view of a 12-year-old white girl.
She's 12 and there's a girl across the street who she likes and she wants to be friends with her. And she quite naturally engages with this girl. And then you start to see some of the things that are going on around them that start to build conflict.
As summer unfolds, Edna's parents grow concerned, and there's pressure for the two girls to stop spending time together, especially with junior high school fast approaching. Goldstein says most adults at the time would rather keep the racial status quo.
So the white parents invite white kids to the birthday parties, and the black families go to a black church, which then the white parents are uncomfortable about letting their kids go there.
The story is told through a series of vignettes, punctuated by an extensive soundtrack.
Pledging our love to sleepwalk, and the way you do the things you do, it's all in the game. These are great songs from the early 60s.
Goldstein says the music reflects a divided society.
The mass media music comes from Detroit, comes from rhythm and blues roots, comes from a lot of the African American communities. And, you know, white community appropriates it. Elvis Presley's the white guy singing music that if a black man played it, he wouldn't get any sales. I mean, or he wouldn't get sales in the white community. So one of the cool things about the show is you look at race through culture. And culture's food and music and clothing and holidays and language and people's homes and what they, you know, just the way they like to live. That's their culture.
The play is adapted from a book of the same name by cartoonist Linda Barry. Goldstein says her style packs a great deal of characterization in 15-second passages.
She writes it way like a comic and or a cartoon because you have lots of panels or installments. There are something like 35 scenes. But as a director, it was my job to try to make it less linear. Because I don't really think people are going to be patient to watch furniture moving in and out 35 different times.
Goldstein is also staging The Good Times Are Killing Me in a way that's unique to Live Arts.
We're doing this in the round in Live Arts, and that's a new departure. So it's not so specific. You don't have a lot of reality with, oh, you see the neighborhood very clearly, and this is where people come out, and here's the signposts, and this is where you cross the street. We have a stage in the middle of the room, and that thing becomes everything. It becomes inside their house. It's outside on the street. It's the campground. It's that one platform.
There are special challenges that come with presenting a story while working on a 14 by 16 stage with audience members on all four sides.
Well, sight lines, you want people to be able to see and you want them to be able to hear. And, you know, folks don't want to come and spend money and then see the backs of people and not hear what they're saying. So the actors have to learn to be naturally turning around and sharing with everybody.
But Goldstein says the biggest challenge is working with the play's young actors.
We have two leads who are playing the 12-year-old girls who are in that age range. And that's a big space and it's a big story for them to carry. So our job of integrating them and being able to carry forward a story that has pain and pleasure in it, you know, it's really resting on very young children's shoulders. It's a big risk and it's also beautiful.
I asked Goldstein to tell me who he thought the optimal audience for the play is.
It would be anybody who asks themselves the question, why do kids of different races have to sit at different tables in the cafeteria? If that question's important to you, then this is an incredible show to see because it lives in that question. It doesn't answer it, but it lives there and it opens up the experience of that.
Goldstein is a veteran of Live Arts with ties to the organization's early days. He applauds the company for taking the risk that comes with The Good Times Are Killing Me.
Well, I think it's brave of Live Arts to do this because of its simplicity and vulnerability, letting kids be up on the stage, you know, sharing your best furniture with children, letting them come over and jump on the sofa. You know, it's a little bit that way, so it's messy. And it's also very beautiful.
The Good Times Are Killing Me runs March 23rd to April 14th. For times and ticket information, visit livearts.org.